World Football at AFCON.
Yes, welcome to the show with me, Nishat Ladha. It's great to have your company as we enter the business end of what's already been a terrific Africa Cup of Nations. The knockout phase is underway in Ivory Coast and we have our first two quarter-finalists. Congratulations to Angola, who beat neighbours Namibia 3-0 in Bouake to get the last 16 underway. That was a 10 versus 10 contest for most of the match. And then a matchup of all matchups, Nigeria versus Cameroon, with Nigeria getting through 2-0 to meet Angola in the last eight. And former DR Congo defender Gabriel Zakouani joins us on World Football at AFCON. And Gabby, the group phase of this AFCON was so good, I was worried that the last 16 might disappoint, but I shouldn't have been. We'll talk about Angola's historic win, of course, in a moment, but we have to start with that blockbuster match in Abidjan, Nigeria versus Cameroon, a fixture worthy of a final. And in fact, the two had met in three previous AFCON finals. You commented on this one for BBC TV, a massive occasion, two giants of African football, Ademola Lookman with a goal in each half. Gabby, Nigeria worthy winners?
Yeah, I think worthy winners from the showing that we saw. They had more urgency. They just looked a team with identity. And Cameroon was just very disappointing, which I'm really shocked because of the way they got through. I thought that we'd see a lot more today.
Yeah, we'd all been waiting, hadn't we, to see who Rigobert Song would put in goal. Would it be Andre Onana? Would it be Ondoa? And in the end, Onana was on the bench again, Ondoa given the nod. What did you make of that selection?
I think it was probably the right one because Ondoa played the last game. And obviously they've had the winning feeling. So maybe he's coming into it a little bit more confident than Onana would have been. But just the difference in the quality between the two goalkeepers, you would have thought he would have gone with his best team. And the fact that they haven't performed today, now there'll be questions asked. So it worked out for him in the last game. But Gambia and Nigeria, two totally different levels in terms of teams and the stature of the teams. So he could have got that one wrong today. And I think that wasn't the biggest problem. I think the biggest problem they had was going forward. I just don't think they created enough. They looked blunt. And there were so many things to pick at, but it wasn't good from Cameroon.
Yeah, we saw Vincent Aboubakar, didn't we, warming up on the touchline for what seemed like ages. He didn't come on until the last 15 minutes. Did he make any impact at all, did you think?
No, it probably was worse when he came on, which is surprising because I thought he would have made changes earlier because the problems were obvious to everyone watching. Me commentating on it, I just could see they were blunt and they did not cause any problems for the Nigerian defence, which has shown in the past when you do start creating things, moving the ball quickly around them, it can cause them problems, but they didn't test them. And I think it's something that everyone's scratching their heads at. And Rigobert Song might have to think about this one and regret a missed opportunity to really make a game of it.
Let's talk about Nigeria then, because so much was made of their firepower up front before this AFCON. And in the end, it was Ademola Lookman who got the goals that they needed.
Yeah, but I've seen the other games, Nisha, and they're creating chances. They are creating a lot of chances, but they're just not taking them. Osimhen in the last game against Gambia had... No, sorry, in the last game before they qualified, had plenty of chances, plenty. And he missed so many. But it's just like, when as a striker, when you have so many chances, it's nothing to worry about because you're still getting the win and they're still getting the results. And I think the difference going into the tournament, he wanted to shore things up at the back. You know, they shored things up at the back. They're solid. That's three clean sheets in a row. And that's something they weren't doing in the qualifying stages. So they're focusing on that, keeping goals out, because they know going forward they have firepower. You know, Osimhen can obviously get goals. He's only got the one so far. But then they've got outlets. You know, they've got Lookman and they've got Simon as well on the other side, who creates problems. So they've got the attacking flair, but they're just not getting as many goals as the fans would probably want. But I'm sure the fans would prefer to lift a trophy than to just get goals.
Well, let's hear from some fans. We love hearing from you on World Football at AFCON. You can get involved throughout the tournament. Send us your questions with a WhatsApp voice note. Tell us your name, where you're from and your comment to +44 800 032 0470.
Hello, BBC World Football at AFCON. This is Biliamin Babalola from Oyo, Nigeria. I am really glad that the Spigos are through to the quarterfinal. And of course, in a convincing manner, my fears at the end of the day have proven to be nothing but fears. They've not come to pass. And as for Cameroon and Sebastian Basson, we say bye-bye. See you at Morocco 2025.
There you go. There's Nigerian fans celebrating this win. There was one worrying moment, though, Gabby, for Nigeria when goalkeeper Stanley Nwabali, who's looked really solid in a position which has been a problem for the Super Eagles, hasn't it? He was stretchered off with a knee injury. What did you make of that incident?
Yeah, it looked like a painful one. He was bundled over in the box, coming up for a high ball, and he was barged. And the way he landed, it was his landing where his standing leg seemed to have twisted his knee. And he strapped it heavily, tried to carry on, but then realised very quickly that he couldn't. He went on the deck and obviously it was a very sore one. And he looked heartbroken, you know, coming off the pitch. He's had a very, very solid tournament in a position that I think was my doubt with Nigeria, because they struggled in terms of goalkeepers. Uzoho hasn't been convincing at all in the lead up to the tournament, who was their number one. But... no, I hope for their sake that he is fit for the next game, but it didn't look like it is something that he can shake off so quickly.
Well, that next game, Gabby, will be against a very impressive Angola in their quarterfinal on Friday. And that's after Angola beat their Southern African neighbours Namibia 3-0. Now, Angola had never won a knockout match before at an AFCON. They did reach the quarterfinals when they hosted in 2010, but there was no round of 16 at that Nations Cup. And we saw a crazy passage of play, didn't we, Gabby? Both teams reduced to 10 men in the first half. First, Angola keeper Nebulu sent off for handling outside the area. Angola did take the lead, though, despite being down to 10 men through Gelson Dala. And he has been such a star for them. He scored again for them. And he also made Angola's third for Mabululu. It was another terrific performance as well from Angola captain Freddy. He also bagged a couple of assists. Gabby, are Angola the real deal? Should we be taking them quite seriously now?
I think we have to now. You know, they went under the radar because we spoke about dark horses before the tournament started. No one mentioned Angola. And then they get out of the group comfortably, win the group. So it's a team that we have to now look at. You know, they've had like a favourable passage in terms of playing against Namibia, which they may have looked at as a really big chance for them to go through. But then you get your goalkeeper sent off, and then you still have character to take the lead, be solid. And then when Namibia had the man sent off as well, that just made it a lot easier for them. And they put the foot on the gas, and they still seem that like they've got more. But they're not really looking like conceding goals, which is something which is at this AFCON is very good. When you are solid and you're looking very dangerous going forward, and all your key players are performing, and that's something Angola are going under the radar. And now we're going to have to really sit up and take notice.
It's a great brand of football, isn't it, Gabby? It's so exciting. They've been involved in some of the most exciting games at this AFCON. What is it about their three players, Freddie, Gelson Dala? What is it about them that is inspiring this team so much?
I think it's just their work rate, first of all. They work for the team. And it's not like they're big stars worldwide. You know, when you have the big names, they can do a little bit less of the running and do their magic when they get the ball. But these players are running and doing everything for the country. And when the opportunity comes, he scores goals, you know. And that's what's been very impressive about them. They're very efficient. They defend well. And when they attack with a purpose, and they're running for each other. And really, it's a team game when it comes to Angola, which is very impressive.
And there were really lovely scenes, weren't there, at the end? You could see how united they are.
They are, you know, and the celebrations are brilliant to watch as well when they score. You know, they're all dancing and they're really enjoying their football. They probably did not expect to get this far. They're probably the only ones that believed they can get this far, actually. And everyone else didn't expect, but they're showing us really what they've put into the tournament, because everything seems to really be ticking the boxes. They've got everything so far.
And we should have a word on Namibia, because they played their part at this AFCON, didn't they? They won their first match ever at an AFCON finals. They beat Tunisia. how impressed were you with what they achieved at this Nations Cup?
No, I think they went way above my expectations. They went as far as they could. Nobody gave them any hope of getting this far, and they've done themselves proud. You know, for them, this is like winning the AFCON, because they won the, you know, their first ever AFCON game against a big nation like Tunisia. And then they got to the knockout stages. So for them, it was an overachievement. So they'd certainly play their part, because if you look at the teams that left, if you had said that Namibia will get further than Ghana, you know, nobody would have believed you. So it's a big achievement for them. And now they can try and kick on in the following AFCONs, but they've done themselves proud.
Well, we've just got time to look ahead to to Sunday's games. A massive day for you, Gabby, because DR Congo are among the teams in action. First up, it's Equatorial Guinea against Guinea in Abidjan. That kicks off at 1700 GMT. And then the big one, Egypt against DR Congo, 2000 GMT in San Pedro. Gabby, are you nervous?
Yeah, I mean, I'm more nervous now than when I was playing, you know. And I just want the team to be concentrated and not fear anyone, because they've shown no fear so far. We haven't won a game, nor has Egypt, but we've got to this stage, and it's just about now just keeping our nerves, and it's knockout football, so someone has to win tomorrow, and let's just hope we're on the right side of things.
Egypt have injury worries, don't they? No Salah, obviously we know he's back with Liverpool getting treatment for that hamstring problem. Goalkeeper Mohamed El Shenawy suffered a dislocated shoulder, so he's not there. And a player who's really impressed, Iman Ashour, is a big doubt. Now, he suffered a concussion in training. Apparently he was trying a backflip. Have you ever done that, Gabby?
No, I haven't got that in my locker, so I definitely haven't done that.
But how do you think those injuries could affect Egypt? Will they affect Egypt?
It could, and it could unite them, you know, because they want to do it for Salah. Someone like Salah, you want him to lift an AFCON, and they know they need to get far for him to get back to be involved in the tournament. And they've got key players, but they have players who can still hurt you. You know, you've got Trezeguet there, who's someone that we need to look out for tomorrow. So I think they've still got players that can hurt us, but I think the injuries, for sure, because of the quality of the players, it will affect them somehow.
Tell us who could win this match for DR Congo. We know they've got Bakambu, Wissa, Kakuta. Who's going to be your match winner if you are going to beat Egypt?
I think first we have to be solid. So Chancel Mbemba, for me, has to have a good game to keep it out first. And that for me, will be the building block for us. And then going forward, I don't think we have too many worries, because we have attackers who can cause problems. We have Cedric Bakambu, who runs the channels well, can tie them. And we have Wissa, who's been in great form in this tournament, who's playing well, good on the ball, and can finish. So we just need to make sure we're clinical at the other end, and Chancel Mbemba leads our defence as captain and keeps them out at the other end.
Now, how about Equatorial Guinea against Guinea? That's the first match of the day on Sunday. Equatorial Guinea, so impressive, Gabby. Is Emilio Nsue going to be their talisman again, do you think?
Yeah, he has. There's something about him at these tournaments. You know, he scores goals and he's shown again that he knows where the back of the net is. But Guinea were my dark horse to get far in the tournament. And I just think they haven't really caught fire yet, but they're slowly getting to the levels I expect. So it will be a spectacle, this game. But I do expect it to be tight. But I think Guinea may just sneak through somehow. But I think Nsue will have some say in what happens.
And very briefly, Sehou Guirassy, if he is playing for Guinea, he did come back in the last game. How important could he be in 20 seconds?
Yeah, I mean, he's the player that they depend on, and he has to step up now. You know, we had big hopes for him. He's doing very well in his league, and he's scoring goals, and they need him to perform for them to have any chance of getting through.
Let's see if he does. Thank you, Gabby. Gabby Zakuani, former DR Congo defender. And thank you for listening. And if you want to listen to more world football at AFCON, go to the BBC World Service website or BBC Sounds and search for BBC World Football at AFCON. Speak to you after the next match day.
World Football at AFCON is a BBC Sport production from the BBC World Service.